Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Gordon Deegan in the Irish Times reports that on board Planola has granted planning permission to the operator of Dublin Airport for a new €200 million tunnel at the airport. The appeals board has granted planning permission for the tunnel under the airport's crosswind runway after concluding that the proposal would not give rise to any unacceptable impacts on the surrounding area or on traffic safety. Construction of the 1 kilometre tunnel is estimated to take about 3 years, and the decision had been appealed to the planning board by the airport's biggest customer, Ryanair, and a North Dublin-based residence group. Cord Caden in the Irish Examiner reports that lenders have contributed to rising short-term mortgage arrears levels as they fail to provide adequate customer support services amid the cost of living crisis, the central bank has said. The banking watchdog published the outcomes of its review into early mortgage arrears and found that while significant increases have not been observed by the regulator, stress is evident as the number of customers falling behind on their repayments continues to creep upwards. We found instances of late and incomplete information provided by lenders, unclear website information, inadequate follow-up by the borrower, lack of assistance in completing paperwork, and failures to recognise where borrowers were experiencing financial difficulties, said the Central Bank Director of Consumer Protection, Colm Kincaid. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that a study of Europa Oil and Gas planned Irish offshore gas project has found that its expected emissions would be significantly lower than either domestically produced or imported gas currently used here, according to the company. The independent research was conducted by Sustainable, a UK advisory company that specialises in forecasting greenhouse gas emissions associated with the oil and gas industry. It was asked to reassess expected emissions from the Inishkea West prospect off the coast of Mayo due to changes in the field's estimated size and location. It found that Inishkea West would produce 2.8 kilograms of carbon dioxide equivalent per barrel, which is less than the 36 kilograms of imported UK gas. It also compares favourably with the 5.3 kilograms average from the Corrib gas field over its...
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.